so hype right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama, baby, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy days back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. This the truth like 34. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. The crowd goes crazy. Most in-depth coverage on the daily. Mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings. Focus like Danny at the deadline. Global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line. Play it in between time. I'ma throw my Seas jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day. Trying to stay in tune with the Seas, that's the best way. Melly.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast. I want to thank you for making this show part of your daily routine, whatever it is that you're doing, wherever you're going, and however you're listening and or watching this show on YouTube. Thanks for making me part of your routine. I'm John Corrales. I cover the Boston Celtics for Boston Sports Journal, and I have written the book, The Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars, a book now available that you can purchase at An Unlikely Story, a bookstore here in Massachusetts. Why should you buy it there? Because I'm doing a book signing Thursday night, and you can hop on virtually. I'll personalize the book and send it to you. Today, the Boston Celtics are reeling from another loss, their third straight, 119-115, to the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are not trying to win. They didn't want to win this game. They don't want to win these games. I mean, the players want to win because they've got pride, but this is it. This is rock bottom. I mean, how many rock bottoms are you going to hit? If you're a Simpsons fan, this is like the Stonecutters episode where he keeps falling through floor after floor after floor after floor. It's just comical at this point. I'll run through the game in the first segment. In the second segment, I'll talk about how they were really pulling the trigger quickly on offense and not really trying to get good shots. They were not trying to get the great shots. They were settling for some good shots, but they weren't going for great shots. And then in the third segment, Jaylen Brown after the game, I'll play something that he said about not bringing it, which I don't know. I don't know how you don't bring it. If you're not bringing it now, when are you ever going to bring it? How do you not bring it in this game? So that's a little preview of how I'm going to be acting in the third segment. Let's start with Jaylen Brown, who was good. And this episode, by the way, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra had only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Stay tuned for the Ultra Player of the Week coming up later in the episode. All right, Jaylen Brown was good in this game. For the most part, he carried the Celtics. 13 of 26, 4 of 11 shooting, 9 of 9 from the free throw line, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals, 39 points. Can't really blame Jaylen Brown for much, at least not statistically. Jaylen did, he shot generally pretty well. Now, the only qualm about his shooting would be that he hit three-pointers early in the game, and then his shooting kind of tailed off. And so he struggled a little bit with his shooting later on. But early on, it was the Jaylen Brown show. He had, I believe, 11 in the first quarter. He was aggressive for a lot of the game, pulled up for a couple of quick shots, but everybody was pulling up for quick shots in this one. And so Jaylen Brown, if I'm looking at good things that happened in this game, it's kind of a wasted performance because Jaylen had 39 and 11 and also 3 assists and 4 steals. So, and turnovers for him, 3 turnovers on the night, a couple of bad ones early, but limiting it to 3. That's acceptable. 3 is not bad. The Celtics weren't horrible with the turnovers. 14 turnovers is not something that's going to kill you as far as the team. Like, I didn't see this as a turnover fest, Celtics like kicking the game away. This was the Oklahoma City Thunder coming out getting hot, but the Celtics not shooting well at all. Really, if you want to say the story of the game was 11 of 49 shooting from three. Again, that's something we're going to get to in the next segment. 41 of 97 overall for the Celtics, where they hit more shots than the Oklahoma City Thunder. 39 of 81 Oklahoma City was, but Oklahoma City hit a couple more three-pointers, 13 of 30. They also went to the line and hit 28 free throws to Boston's 22. So, but the Celtics had many, many opportunities to win this game. The Oklahoma City Thunder, I'm not kidding when I said they don't want to win this game. The Celtics defense wasn't all that bad. They shot well. Oklahoma City shot fairly well, but the Celtics actually were, until the very end, had long stretches where they were defending okay. Now, they had a big stretch in the middle of it where they let the Oklahoma City Thunder get down the middle of the lane, and that was I would say a lapse for an extended period. So I don't know. I feel like the Celtics did enough. I shouldn't have said they defended well necessarily. They had stretches where they defended well. But if they're just going to let a parade down the middle, and because they didn't have Robert Williams, like if Robert Williams was there, it might've been a different story. If they'd hit a normal amount of threes, it would have been a different story. But the Celtics did enough through enough of this game where they could have taken control. But in my opinion, even through those big stretches of poor defense, they did enough defensively where if they had just run better offense, they could have put the Thunder away, but they didn't. Another, if we're going to be giving out some good before we get to the bad, Luke Kornet. I don't want to lose Luke Kornet's game in this, because Luke Kornet came in when Tristan Thompson had foul issues, played 20 minutes, 5 of 7, defended well. He was pretty good defensively, pretty good on the pick and roll. I mean, I thought he did a really good job. Hit some big baskets, 10 points, 7 rebounds. He even had 4 assists. Luke Kornet had a nice performance in this game. And also, I want to end on Peyton Pritchard in this segment, since I'm just doing all the good and getting the good out of the way. Peyton Pritchard, 9 of 16, 4 of 10 from 3, 28 points, which is a career/season high. And he had 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 6 of 7 from the line. Like Jaylen Brown, Peyton Pritchard was hotter early. He hit 2 3-pointers, was 2 of 3 early, I believe, and then tailed off. He ended up 4 of 10 from the field. But I thought Peyton did a really good job in this game and was one of the reasons why the Celtics even had a chance. Now, one of the reasons why they did not have a chance was their shooting, which I'll get to in a minute, and why they can say they took good shots, but it's the great shots that they should have been hunting for. But before I do that, I got to hand out the Michelob Ultra Player of the Week and why I ended on Peyton Pritchard is because he is the Michelob Ultra Player of the Week. He's had a few good games. In fact, in this one, like I said, 9 of 16 shooting, 4 of 10. You go back to the Brooklyn game, he was 8 of 12, 6 of 7 from 3, and had a big contribution there. He had some big shots against Phoenix. So considering that things have not gone well, I think Peyton Pritchard is the only choice for the Michelob Ultra Player of the Week. And we know that it's only worth it if you enjoy it. And at 2.6 carbs and 95 calories, you can definitely enjoy a Michelob Ultra, and that's worth it to have one, and it was worth it to have Peyton Pritchard on the floor, and we certainly enjoyed watching him. Now, normally, joy creates success, and we hope that this joy can carry over as the Celtics continue on their final 10 games, and it can create some success, because enjoyment isn't the end game, it's the whole game with Michelob Ultra. Are you happy because you win, or do you win because you're happy? I'm telling you, the Celtics need to be happier. so they can win a little bit more. Now, I am doing what I love here, podcasting, recording these videos for you on YouTube. And I can tell you, it's a lot of fun doing what you love. Not many people get to do it. And I know one person who does get to do it. It's Brian at Crack Hot Sauce. He is a lover of the Boston Celtics. He used to work for the Celtics. Now he's a season ticket holder. And he has a love of hot sauce that is unparalleled. And I have had his hot sauce. I can tell you that this Crack Hot Sauce, C-R-A-I-C, is great because it comes in different flavors that you can match with what you're trying to eat. So it's not just putting Tabasco on something, and I love to do that, but you can put different flavors of this Kraft hot sauce on your dishes that complement what you're eating. The beauty of this here is that Brian is a local guy. Like I said, he's a Celtics fan. He works up in Lowell. They make this stuff up in Lowell. They use locally sourced ingredients from local farms, and he really does love experimenting with some unusual flavor profiles. He even hosts the Kraft Hot Sauce podcast so people can discover new hot sauces from all over the world. Now, I've tried the Kraft Hot Sauce, and it's great. I love putting hot sauce on like my eggs. I'll throw it on pizza. I'll throw it on anything. And what I've loved is, like I said, there's the pumpkin flavor, the golden pumpkin that is great when, you know, it's the fall and everything has a pumpkin flavor. This enhances it, but still brings the heat. And there are other flavors too. So Celtics fans, he is offering you a 10% discount for the Crack Hot Sauce Complete Collection, which consists of the four main sauces, 40 Shades of Green Chili, Brian Boru's Curry, Mill City Red, and the Golden Pumpkin. If you visit cracksauce.com, C-R-A-I-C, sauce.com, like the Irish crack way, and use the code Celtics for your 10% discount code, you're going to enjoy these wonderfully crafted hot sauces that make great gifts for the hot sauce lover in your life. Crack is an Irish word meaning a good time, and I'm confident that you'll enjoy kicking your dishes up a notch with these locally made flavorful sauces. You'll most certainly be finding good crack in your future. If you love hot sauce, you'll love crack sauce, and explore your love of hot sauce at cracksauce.com today. C-R-A-I-C sauce.com. I'll be back with why great shots were necessary and the Celtics just didn't care to hunt them in this loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Be right back in the Locked On Celtics podcast. Have you subscribed to the Locked On Celtics podcast yet? You can wherever podcasts exist, and you can follow us on Spotify. And one note I made over and over again with this game was the Celtics were getting into their offense and shooting too quickly. They were rushing their offense. They were trying to jack shots up. And this brings up an interesting discussion, I think, about three-point shooting for the Celtics and just in the NBA in general, because a lot of these guys, and Jaylen Brown and a lot of players after the game and after any game really, will say that they feel like they got good shots. And I'll agree that most of the shots that the Celtics took were good shots. They took 49 and they missed most of them. They only hit 11. I think they were, when I look at them, good shots. And what defines a good shot? You turn the corner off a pick and roll, drop coverage. There's an opportunity there to take an open shot and you take it. Fine. I get that. That clean looks don't come along very often in the NBA. And when you get a clean look, you take it because you never know when the next one's going to come. And that's generally how the players seem to think. However, there were multiple examples, and I laid this out on bostonsportsjournal.com. If you go and check it out, you'll see the clips, which I've gifted, so you can see where they were, just a few different examples. But there were examples all throughout this game of the Celtics taking the first good look that they could find. And again, that's fine. It's a good look. If I look at it in a vacuum and I say, yeah, that's a shot that a decent three-point shooter should make enough of the time for you to justify taking that shot. Okay, fine. However, a lot of these shots are taken with 13, 14, 15 seconds on the shot clock, maybe a little bit more. When you consider by the time you walk it up, you're not making too many moves. You're getting a couple of actions and then you're taking your first three-pointer. That's not the right way to hunt three-pointers, I don't think. Not for these Celtics. Steph Curry can do it. The 40% three-point shooters can do it. But not these Celtics. They don't take enough shots to justify just jacking threes indiscriminately. The first good three is not the best three to take. And I don't care that they took 49. They should be taking 49. There's a ton of three-pointers out there that you can get. And if you're hitting them at a decent clip, and look, if the Celtics had hit 35% of these, they would have hit 17 instead of 11. You add six more, that's 18 points to a game you lost by four. And you can just chalk it up and you say, hey, make miss league. If a bunch of those shots had gone in, you wouldn't even be pissed off and everybody would be like enjoying the podcast today instead of maybe avoiding the podcast today. But it's a matter of doing the extra work. And just like I said in yesterday's podcast, the Celtics don't want to do the extra work that it takes to be great. They didn't want to do the extra work against Charlotte to be great. They didn't want to do all of the things that are necessary to move and get out of isolation. What do the Celtics want to do? They're good. They're a good team. They're slightly above 500. They're good enough. But they're not a great team. And this is kind of a microcosm of it. When Marcus Smart, for example, not to single him out because he's not just him, but when Marcus Smart did this, I highlighted it in the piece, turns the corner on a dribble handoff from Luke Kornet and sees open daylight with 14 seconds left on the shot clock. Instead of pulling up, he could drive the ball down the left side. He had Romeo Langford in one corner. Now you say, well, is giving it to Romeo right now any better than Marcus Smart pulling up for three? Maybe not, but he's in the corner and that's a better shot and he can get going. He's hit those before. But that's not even the point. Because as Marcus Smart turns the corner and he's got Evan Fournier on his right and Aaron Nesmith further down in the corner, when Marcus Smart drives left and turns the corner and kicks it over to Romeo, if Romeo takes the shot, okay, it's a corner three. But if Romeo decides he wants to move the ball because somebody is closing out on him, Evan Fournier has cycled on over to the top of the key. And so you swing the ball, and now Aaron Nesmith comes up from the corner to where Evan Fournier was. And now here come the Thunder. They're in rotation. One guy flies out at Evan Fournier. Then he swings it over to Aaron Nesmith. We're seeing the ball go around the top of the key. He swings it over to Nesmith. Another guy goes flying. And then Nesmith gives it up to the corner. To who? Marcus Smart, who has, after his drive, gone along the baseline and relocated into the corner. And because Marcus Smart has done that, he's given himself an opportunity to get a great look at a three-pointer rather than a good look at a three-pointer. And that's what I'm talking about here. That's what the Celtics don't do often enough. When they do it, it's great. And there are plenty of examples of them doing it, especially in that stretch where they were playing well. But Marcus pulling up from that spot up there at the top of the key, okay, he can say, hey, I was open. That's a good look for me. Yeah, but you know what's a better look from you? Getting a catch and shoot 3-point look. And as a further bonus, What he could have done is if another guy from OKC was able to close out on him, up fake, drive baseline, you got Luke Kornet who could dive down the center and you can dump it off to him for a dunk and get a really great shot. But the Celtics don't want to do that work. The Celtics don't hunt great shots. They take the first good look that they can get, and then afterwards they can say, hey, I got good looks. What do you want from me? Well, what I want from you is to work harder to get better shots, because that shot from the top of the key is going to be there. You can get a shot from the top of the key, three-pointer, just about at any time you want in the NBA. You can get three-pointers that are mildly contested just about any time in the NBA. When it's 14, 15 seconds on the shot clock, it's not always the best opportunity to start jacking up a shot. Now, sometimes it's situational, and I will concede that as well. Early in the first quarter, maybe you're looking to see, maybe you're trying to feel out and get your rhythm. You're going against drop coverage. You come across, coming around the pick. You see the big dropping down, and you're being chased. And you say, all right, I'm going to put this shot up because it's a clean look. Let's see what I got today. All right, I can see that a little bit. I can see there's always exceptions to everything. Time and score matter. How you're shooting, how you're feeling matters. If you're on a heater and you want to pull up from there, okay. I can concede that a little bit too. You're hot. Pull up from three. Fine. Don't go too crazy. But in this situation, fourth quarter, Celtics shooting has gotten a little bit iffy. When you have the opportunity to attack, then attack. When you have the opportunity to hunt a great shot, pass up that shot that you had that was good, because someone else is going to get that good shot too, and you'll get your own, plenty of your own good shots. But I'm telling you for 100% fact that that ball will reward the good energy. And in those situations, and it doesn't have to just be Marcus Smart, it could be Jaylen Brown, Peyton Pritchard, Evan Fournier, everybody's guilty of it. In that situation, when you need a great look at a basket and you have the opportunity to hunt a little bit more, then you do it. You give yourself that opportunity to get the great look, because if you're the person who's driving it and kicking it and sending it and you do all the right things, there's a strong chance that you're going to get that ball back at some point. And you're going to get a better look. And you'll get rewarded for it. But the Celtics, like I said, they do not care to put in that extra work. And that's just, that's the end of it. That's the bottom line. They haven't done it. They've rarely done it this season. It's not worth it to them to put in that extra work. Up next, I will play you something from Jaylen Brown. That mildly disappointing, let's say, to say the least. So that is coming up next. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar on the market. If you haven't had a Built Bar, then you are missing out, because Built Bar is like a candy bar wrapped up in a protein bar that's delicious. It's soft, easy to chew. It's not like one of those big chalky protein bars. And if you haven't gone to BuiltBar.com, if you're not doing that regularly, then you're going to miss out on special flavors that drop from time to time. So go check it out. They've got a bunch of regular flavors that are awesome. They have flavors without nuts. If you've got a peanut allergy, no problem. If you are on a keto diet, no problem. These are high protein, high fiber, low sugar, low calorie, perfect for a keto diet. You can have one. Have them for breakfast. You can have it after a workout. There's plenty of protein. My favorite one is the peanut butter. 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, just 5 grams of sugar and 5 net carbs. You cannot beat that. So check it out. If you don't know which flavor to pick, go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, get one assorted box, just one. Check it out, figure out which flavors you like. Then you can go back, use that promo code LOCKED15, 15% off. Every time you use it, 15% off. Use it as often as you'd like. If you do like the peanut butter one, get yourself a couple of boxes. Use the promo code LOCKED15. You're going to get 15% off every time you use that at BuiltBar.com. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season now in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. This week has tons of sports action on the go as the NFL draft is on. Kentucky Derby is back as the first leg of the Triple Crown begins this weekend. You can get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and for all your UFC and MMA action. So before the next pitch, head on over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Make sure you're using that promo code LOCKEDON to get a 50% off welcome bonus, a 50% welcome bonus. If you use the promo code LOCKEDON, whatever you deposit, if you deposit $200, you're going to get a $100 welcome bonus, a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get in the game as teams prep for their runs for the playoffs. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Please gamble responsibly. Be sure to follow our social channels at LO Celtics on Twitter and at Locked On Celtics on Instagram. So my biggest problem and everybody's biggest problem here is that the Celtics, it happened again. How on earth, how did you guys, after losing to Charlotte, after losing two in a row, after seeing your opportunity to move up in the standings disappear, and knowing that you only had, coming into this game, 11 games left, how did you come out like this? Jaylen Brown was asked this after the game. I'll play what he said.
With 10 games left, what do you guys do after this one? I mean, they lost 14 in a row. This is a game you probably checked in as, okay, if we play well enough, we'll win. And you lose it, and now you're three-game losing streak. How do you come back from this when it seems like the low points keep getting lower at times?
Yeah, man, fuck, like. Yeah, we got to play with more of a sense of urgency. Tonight, I feel like we didn't have a sense of urgency that we needed across the board. And a team that has some young, talented players came ready to play. And we got beat. You know, we got to come and have some pride and play with some urgency. I didn't think tonight was the night we played with urgency, especially after a tough a game against Charlotte 2 days ago where we got our ass kicked. You know, everybody should have came ready to play with more urgency. And we didn't for whatever reason. But, you know, next game is a new day. Back-to-back against a team that beat us pretty good last game. We got to find a way to win.
Gary Washburn again, Jaylen.
Jaylen, after – kind of explain to him after what happened Sunday, why no sense of urgency? I mean, I know it's a personal thing. You can't call, you know, say it for all your teammates, but why do you enter this game so casually and obviously the worst case scenario happened?
I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I'm Gary. To be honest, I am not sure, but, you know, when we play the way we know we can play, we're really tough to beat. We play with that sense of urgency. I thought some guys had it, but we didn't have it across the board. And if we don't show up, then we're going to get beat. We don't have a team that cannot show up and win games. We gotta bring it. And just as a full-team effort, we didn't bring it enough tonight.
How is it possible that you could not bring it tonight? That's the question. And I think it's a legitimate question as far as Jalen clearly knows, like he knows that they need to be better. The whole team knows, right? Do they not understand that you can't do this? He just said it. Brad Stevens said it. Brad Stevens says it all the time. They have to play well. They have to play their best. Before the game, Brad Stevens said, "We do not have a team that can flip switches. There is no switch to flip for us," which is pretty damning, if you ask me. That's pretty damning. Because this team isn't good enough to say, yeah, we're tired. We're just going to wait till 5 minutes to go. And then we're so good that 5 minutes is enough. We'll beat OKC in 5 minutes. Some teams can do that. Some teams can screw around and go out there and hang around and turn it on little bits here and there. And then 5 minutes to go, boom. Afterburners, see ya. All of a sudden, it's an 18-point win. Celtics aren't that. They're not that team. They're not that good. When they are good, when they are at their best, they're a good team. When they play the style of basketball that I've been screaming about all season, they're a good team. You're not blind. And I don't think that their egos are so out of control that they think that they can, the next game that they half-ass, that they can turn on and be fine. Like, if you haven't learned your lesson by now, then you never will. And so what's the answer? What's the answer to why? Is it that you can't? Is it that this season is so physically taxing? Is it that this season has so sapped everything? Are there off the court things? What's going on here? If you know that you need to do this and you don't, either you can't or you don't want to. Those are the only two options. You either don't care to bring this energy or you can't bring this energy. And hell, I can understand to some degree here, if there are games from time to time in this schedule. I've been saying it from the beginning that the February, March stretch, the end of January, that whole stretch, I get it. I get why they played poorly. I understand all of that. But this now it's just, it's either you don't want to do it or the bad habits have grown to a point where you just can't get out of it. And sometimes that happens. You know, Brad Stevens loves to talk about championship habits. And if the Celtics don't have championship habits, then, and they can't fix anything in practice because they never practice. Nobody in the NBA is practicing right now because it's all about self-preservation. It's all about making sure guys are healthy, but at least come out and try. The guys who are out there, come out and try. If you come out and you play well and you're trying and things aren't coming together, I can understand that. And sometimes Oklahoma City is just going to win a game. Okay? Just because they're OKC doesn't mean that they're going to lose every game. They're going to win sometimes. Just because they're an NBA team, and even the worst NBA teams, when they play well, can come up with a win or two. That's how it works. And if the Celtics were playing hard, I'd get that and say, hey, you know what? We just got beat. If they played hard and hunted for those great shots, and they got those great shots, and they missed, and they still shot 11 for 49 from three, so be it. Wipe your hands of it. Say, this was just not your night. And it was OKC's night. I'd be the first person to say that. But it wasn't. And it's just maddening at this point, because this isn't that stretch. This is now. And this is where the games are more important. And you haven't had, you're not traveling as much. This is a home game. And yeah, there's, you know, now there's a back-to-back that you have to worry about against Charlotte, who just kicked your ass. I don't know what this team has in them. There's like a flicker. There's still a flicker that I can't completely rule it out, that they can figure something out and play up to their abilities. It's not a switch. It's cohesion and opportunity to practice and all of that stuff. But I tell you what, if the Celtics don't get their stuff together here, they're going to end up in that play-in tournament. And if you end up in that play-in tournament, you got to play extra games. If you get out of that play-in tournament, at the very least, get into that sixth seed, stay in that sixth seed, you get a week to prepare, you get a couple of days rest, and then you get actual practice time. It's like a luxury. I don't know. We'll see what happens against Charlotte. I'll be at that game. We'll see. Hopefully we've got better news. Hopefully I'm talking more about the turnaround, and hopefully I have positive things to say about this team tomorrow. So make sure you're subscribed. Hopefully you're enjoying the YouTube shows. I'm still tinkering with the YouTube shows. The lighting gets a little brighter here and dimmer there and all of that stuff. I'm trying to work with some things here to try and make it look better. It's always about the production value. It's always about the product, and I'm trying. If you got suggestions, let me know. Follow me on Twitter at RedsArmy_John and let me know what you've got to say. You can also follow the show on Twitter at LO Celtics. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe, like, share on YouTube, rate, thumbs up, hit the bell, all that stuff that it says. And just share the podcast. Tell your friends that they should be listening to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.